believe we have John Davidson, who is the team president of the Columbus Blue Jackets, standing by. JD, how are you today, sir?
Good, thanks. How are you, gentlemen?
Doing very well.
We haven't talked to you in ages.
Where you been?
We were looking for you for a couple of years, so I'm really glad that you're out front again.
I didn't know you still noticed the Blue Jackets that much.
It's a minor obsession around here, John, as you well know.
And the one thing is I haven't heard from Rimmer in 10 days, so that's been a blessing.
That's impossible.
You know, the streak is one thing, and a lot was made of it, and for good reason. But I'm watching last night, and I see Carolina go up a puck, and right away your team storms back to say, yeah, this isn't going to happen. We're going to end your streak. And by the end of the game, I'm saying to myself, this is a dangerous call. This isn't just a team that got on a roll and a hot goaltender and things went well and, you know, stayed away from the man games, lost. I looked at last night's game and I said, man, Columbus is legit. At what point this season, JD, did you look at your team and say, you know what, this is a lot better than as advertised?
Well, I think that even last season what happened, we were better than what happened. And it's still hard to figure out exactly what happened. But I know this season when we opened the season with a loss to Boston after having a 3-1 lead in the game, we went down with a thud. And it was an awful thud, a sold-out building. And Doug knows how important that is here in Columbus. You get the audience there, you want to do well. It was a thud. And then we played two nights later, down 2-0 real early to San Jose, and then started to play a little better, lost 3-2, I think it was. And then, just because it was the way it was, we had 5 days off. And thankfully for that, because the coaches really had a chance to roll up their sleeves, the players did too, and they went to work. And we started to come out of this thing, and have played pretty well for the most part this season. I just think that when you analyze our group, we're younger and faster and quicker getting the puck out of our zone. Bobrovsky, obviously, has been a lot better than a year ago. The infusion of the young players that we have with the Werenskis and the Sedlaks and the Andersons, et cetera, they're bona fide players. They're young, they're fast, they're players that know how to play. And then the players up front that didn't do well last year have all had bounce-back seasons. So you start adding up all those things together, it kind of points in the direction as to why we're a better hockey club than what we were.
You know, you had the unbelievable run, and then, you know, you have the tough one in Washington against a team that was playing as well as they've played. And then, you lose 3 or 4 or something, Bobrovsky's sick. I mean, but to bounce back with a good performance last night is a positive. I mean, won in Tampa where maybe you didn't deserve to win. You lose in Florida, but a real good bounce back win last night.
Yeah. We won in Tampa. It was a pretty good game. It was something that I thought, in a lot of ways, we played fairly well. We were at a bad start in that game, for sure. We weren't very good early, but then we were real good in the second half. So I felt pretty good about it. The game in Florida, we weren't very good. We gave them 2 or 3 gift-wrapped goals, the one from behind the goal line on Korpisalo, one where the young defenseman, Nutravara, slipped and lost his balance and gave them a freebie. You can't win in this league when that happens. But then they got home and they had a good day to practice the day before yesterday. We weren't going on all cylinders by any means last night, but we were better. And that's a good thing. And I just watched them practice again today. It's very businesslike, this group. You know, this team wins a game, they don't hear blaring music in the locker room and things like that. They go about their business. And I think, Doug, You'd agree that you've got to create a culture where your room is run by the leadership of the team. If there's issues, the coach has to be able to have good communication and straighten it out. Since I've been here, this is the best our room has been by far. And I think that also adds up into this whole thing. Bounce back, we got a long way to go. We know we've done some good things. We're still young, but we're trending. It's a good thing for us.
John, we're at kind of a funny time in the league where there's not one alpha dog team or 2 or 3 that you point to and say, these are the teams that are definitely going to be playing for the cup at the end of this thing. I mean, given that you guys are up among the very top of the league, I mean, where's the level of expectation for you? And what do you, I guess, think that this team is capable of this year?
Yeah, I don't know yet for sure. I know that I've been impressed with the veterans compared to what's happened here in the past. I've been very impressed with that. You always have a chance to win when Bobrovsky's on his game, and he certainly has been. The young players, they're going to hit the wall now and again. They just are. It's just what it is. They've never been through this grind. You take a Zach Werenski, who's a terrific young player. He's played as many games this year as he played all last year, and that was a full season in college hockey. So it's going to be interesting as we move forward. Your depth has to carry you. We're a club that relies on four lines in our D, and I think we've got some players throughout the organization that if we have issues with injuries and such, we're going to be able to fill in okay. But I'm not sure. It's a team that I don't want us to get ahead of ourselves. I don't want to start promising things or saying things. It doesn't make any sense at all when you're as young as our group is. But it also, on the other side of it, it's a club that it just I can't sit here and say they're not going to do something because they just might. That's the type of club it's been this season. They battle, they fight, they don't get down. The coaching staff's done a terrific job, and it's not just Torts. Torts is the head coach, so you hear a lot about him. Bradshaw and Brad Larson and Ian Clark, all these guys have done a terrific job. So we're a club that I don't know what our ceiling is because we haven't been there. But nothing would surprise me with this group. Let's put it that way.
So you're guaranteeing this is year you win a playoff round?
You know, I've been around the block too many times. And people seem to have write things down and pull it out a month or two later and have something to say. So I'm just going to say that I just want our club to keep evolving. I want the young players in particular to experience things. An example would be the game we played in Minnesota. They had 12-game winning streak. We had 14 or something. And it was like a playoff atmosphere in that building. And for us, missing the playoffs last year and having such a down year, for a lot of those players to go through that, and the young ones in particular, that's what you want on their resume as we move throughout the season. The season's going to get tougher. We have a 15-game March schedule, a lot of them on the road. So it's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher. But the players need to go through this. It's got to be part of their resume going north. And I like the experience that they're getting right now.
JD, the two biggest surprises in the East, you and Toronto probably, you know, you look at your man games last year, 500-plus. Yeah. This year, you and the Leafs are both two of the least injured teams. It really can play havoc, obviously. You look at Buffalo in here last night. I mean, the tough start they've had with injuries. It's amazing how, because I remember Jay Feaster saying that when they won the Stanley Cup, he used to go down and say a prayer every night before he went to bed. Keep my team healthy, and they had like 12 man games lost.
Isn't it something?
Are you on your hands and knees at night?
Oh, absolutely. I touch wood. I'm wearing the...
Your knees aren't that good.
No. I can go down. I just can't get up. No, but you're absolutely right. You look at Washington. I don't know if they've had an injury all year.
Exactly.
You know, it's really quite something. And here, the one thing I will say is that with John Tortorella coming here and the Riot Act being read to everybody at the end of last season, what he expected going into camp regarding conditioning and things, there's no doubt in my mind that that's made a difference. It just has. When you're at the top of your conditioning level, it's not only the conditioning level, but your mind and your head gets strong too. And that helps you get through all this stuff. Lady Luck plays a part of it without question. And the results are that if your best players are healthy, you have a better chance of winning every night. It's pretty obvious. And you're right. Last season and the year before, it was just nuts. Every time we turn around, a player was going down. And it affects your budget, things like that, all kinds of different things.
Listen,
to see this, it's been good.